We're hearkening this evening back to an era of white gloves and pearls when a destination trip meant going downtown for a shopping spree. Joining me this evening is Cynthia Kuhn Beischel, the author of Lost Tea Rooms of Downtown Cincinnati, Reflections and Recipes. Welcome, Cynthia.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
What a wonderful book. For anyone who grew up in Cincinnati in the mid to late 20th century, they'll remember the tea rooms of downtown Cincinnati. And Yes. It all began, of course, as many traditions here in Cincinnati, with a civic organization.
Well, the first tea room that I actually discuss in the book is the Woman's Exchange. That was definitely a philanthropic organization that initially didn't have a tea room. They were basically providing a place for women who didn't have a professional job and had to work from home, but a place that they could make items and then sell them. And after about the first year, they realized that their income had months that were kind of slow, other months were better. And in order to make it a more steady income, they had the idea of having a tea room. And so that's how the Woman's Exchange Tea Room started.
And of course, many people will remember the tea rooms as being something, part of the department store culture in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Yes, the department stores tried to have everything under one roof for their customers. They tried to provide, literally, the word department store means there are just hundreds of departments. But among that, they wanted to offer food for their customers. And of course, it added a very nice incentive to stay in the store longer. You could shop for a while, eat, continue your shopping.
What was the attraction as an author to write about this?
I have to admit that the publisher came up with the idea. The same publisher that had done my book, Virginia Bakery Remembered, liked the finished product, which was a history in the beginning, and then the second half of the book is recipes. And so he had the idea that something about tea rooms would also be good and asked if I wanted to do it. And after I gave it a little bit of thought, I said yes, because I enjoy doing that type of research. And, you know, I thought it would be a nice presentation.
Of course, in their heyday, there were four or five department stores in the downtown area. How did you go about researching each of them and collecting the recipes?
Wow. That took a lot of time. And this was a four-year project. I started out down at the Cincinnati Museum Center Historical Society. And, of course, they have lots and lots of old newspaper clippings and actual papers from the stores in some cases, you know, even invoices. I did a lot of work down there. And then the Cincinnati Public Library also has a very good department about local history. I tried to do a comprehensive study, not just from the aspect from the store, but also from the customers. So I reached out through a number of ways, sometimes through my alum organizations or neighborhoods that I thought, you know, would have people who remembered it. I went to the retirement centers and I interviewed over 250 people over a period of about a year and a half. So I really reached out in all different directions because I wanted to present not only, like I said, from the store's point of view, but I wanted the customer's point of view. I wanted the waitresses, the cooks, the managers, just to present a total round picture of it.
You mentioned before that part of the book is a history and part of the book is recipes. Mm-hmm. And in the historical section, you mention how the culture was at the time, that it was something to get dressed up for.
Oh, definitely.
You had certain sets of manners that you participated in. These are some of the things you learned from reminiscences from some of the people you spoke with, correct?
Correct. And a little bit from my own memory. I was a little girl, but I do remember just the whole concept of wearing your Sunday best. We had patent leather shoes. You polished them with Vaseline. But yes, the white gloves, all that was part of my memory too. But I reached out obviously to people who had been, you know, young women or even elderly women at that time, because some of the people I interviewed, I was lucky enough to find very vibrant people who remembered a lot of detail who were already in their 90s and even over 100. So they were definitely talking about what they remembered, and it was a very clear picture to them.
Well, and it reminded me of some of the things I learned in the 60s when I was taken out by my grandmother. Always please and thank you to the wait staff.
Definitely.
And be specific with what you want.
Mm-hmm. And sitting properly and how to use a napkin and which fork was for the salad. I mean, all that, yeah.
Exactly. And it took a little time to dine in a tea room. You weren't in and out in 5 minutes.
Well, you weren't trying to be. You know, that was part of the culture, too. You definitely, part of your destination was to have a very leisurely, pleasant lunch. You could talk to whether you were there with family or whether you were there with friends. The whole idea was it was a social event, too.
As we mentioned, you also have recipes. And some of these recipes are from names that a lot of people will probably remember, like the Camargo Room at Pogue's.
Right. And Shillitoe's,
Mabley and Carew. They used to have a wonderful rice pudding there.
Oh, all right. Well, I wish I'd talked to you before the book came out. I tried very hard to find recipes from the actual places in town. And in some cases, it was just so, so difficult because other than the Shillitoe's store, they were connected with Lazarus. They put out some actual cookbooks. So I was able to definitely find recipes that had been served in the tea room there. When I came across something that had been served in Pogue's or the Woman's Exchange, that was like finding gold because nobody else had published cookbooks. So it was very difficult to find recipes from all these different places. But what happened in my research, I was down visiting my daughter in Memphis, and I saw that Memphis still has a Woman's Exchange open. And I said, we've got to go there for lunch. And she got to experience a little bit of what I was writing about because they do have a very similar venue there. But what I was getting at is that because these recipes were so hard to find, I was reaching out to other tea rooms that are still in existence and following the tradition. I found in a Tennessee cookbook the exact same recipe as the Shillitoe's white chocolate cake, identical. And then that gave me the idea that, oh, well, wait a minute. I won't try to hide the fact, but there'll be doppelgangers in the book. There'll be recipes that are either exact, like in this case, or very similar, and they would represent that same type of food that was served during that time. So I did put in some recipes from other tea rooms that weren't in Cincinnati, but exact same type of food.
Well, and there are some recipes where you will give like the Pogue's version and the Shillitoe's version.
Yes, and that was the mulligatawny soup. And to be honest, I'd never had mulligatawny soup before I worked on this book. But every recipe that's in the book was tested, and many others that didn't get in the book. And in the case of the mulligatawny, I would try to, like, let's say, I'm making this up now, but let's say 2-3 places had a ham loaf, and I would make all of them and then have friends come over, and we'd all vote on which one was the best. But in the case of the mulligatawny, they were both so good and so different that they both went in, so.
Now, you mentioned your previous book, the Virginia Bakery book.
Yes.
You're also the author of several other books.
Yes. My very first book was actually also about history. And the irony of this is I didn't like history in school. So I think it's because the history I'm doing is different than what we had to learn in class. This is everyday history. This is personal history. This is reflection history versus learning wars and dates and that. So at any rate, my very first book was an offshoot of when I was a Montessori teacher, and I wanted to introduce the concept of history to young children. And so I wrote a storybook that has two children visiting their grandparents, and they go around Cincinnati and sort of get a feel for what it meant to be in the past. And then I also did a book on a totally different topic to help people who are grieving. But Virginia Bakery and this new book are both history/cookbooks. And I do have an upcoming speaking event at the Main Library on January 28th at 1 o'clock.
All right. I would like to thank this evening's guest, Cynthia Kuhn Beischel, author of Lost Tea Rooms of Downtown Cincinnati, Reflections and Recipes. For more information on Cynthia's book and her website, please be sure to visit us at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.